Alex Jones's media empire has a new owner. The company that ran InfoWars went into a bankruptcy auction to pay some of the $1.5 billion that Jones owes. Families sued him for spreading false conspiracy theories about the 2012 school shooting in Connecticut. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following this story and joins us now. Hey there, Tovia.
Hi, Steve.
So the news here, my news source, by the way, is TheOnion.com, the satirical newspaper. And I'm looking at the front page, and it says, satirical stories, if you don't read it, Trump boys have slap fight over who gets to run foreign policy meetings. That's a headline in The Onion. Report, oyster cracker wise, nation doing pretty good. Sort of a classic, you know, evergreen sort of Onion story. And then there's another headline. Here's why I decided to buy InfoWars. The Onion is reporting that The Onion bought InfoWars. What's going on here?
Right. This one's no joke. This one's for real, Steve.
Okay.
And this is real and real bad for Jones, you could say. You know, all along, Jones has been describing this auction as a battle between the good guys and the bad guys. From his perspective, the good guys would be the folks who were ideologically aligned with him and would let him keep his perch on InfoWars. The bad guys would not. They'd be on the opposite end of this political spectrum. And that is what Jones got. And this happened with the help of those very families whose lawsuits forced him into this bankruptcy liquidation in the first place. You remember 20 young children and 6 educators were gunned down at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. And Jones was spewing lies that the parents were all actors, just trying to drum up support for gun control. And Jones' followers, who believed that, then harassed and threatened them for years.
Yeah.
So now those families have agreed to forego a portion of the money they would have recovered from this sale to boost the value of The Onion's bid, and that helped it win. Chris Maddie, attorney for the Connecticut family, said that, quote, true accountability meant an end to InfoWars and an end to Jones' ability to spread lies, pain, and fear at scale. And now, if approved by the bankruptcy judge, this means The Onion will now own everything from Jones' cameras and microphones to the InfoWars website and some of his social media.
Which I gather they're going to use to put out satirical material on this theme, gun control. What are you hearing from Alex Jones?
Well, he's livid, I think, fair to say. On his show this morning, he was told live on the air by one of his team that he needs to leave the premises today, and Jones said he would not go without a fight.
If this studio and this equipment and this incarnation of InfoWars goes out like this, we're going out like Vikings in the InfoWar with swords in our hands.
Jones also is alleging that the auction was rigged. He says the rules changed at the last minute to allow just one round of bidding rather than letting people try and outbid each other for multiple rounds. And he says he had backup offers in place to keep them going in some new form. He says the desperate attempts to silence him won't work, but at the same time, he's been sounding a tad desperate himself, pleading for help from his audience to buy his stuff and support his show.
Oh, interesting. He had wanted someone to buy him out and keep him in business. So what are the families saying about all this, the Connecticut families?
Just one statement from one family member so far. That's Robbie Parker, who was relentlessly harassed by Jones followers while he was grieving his daughter, Emily, who was killed in the shooting. He said, quote, the world needs to see that having a platform does not mean you're above accountability, and the dissolution of Alex Jones' assets and the death of InfoWars is the justice we've long awaited for, Parker said.
NPR's Tovia Smith on the purchase of InfoWars assets by The Onion. Tovia, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.